time now for StoryCorps. Today, a conversation from their Out Loud initiative, collecting the history of LGBT life. Dick Titus and Zeke Taylor have been a couple for more than 40 years. In 1975, they settled in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Dick, who was an electrician, quickly realized that to get work, he had to stay in the closet. At StoryCorps, they talked about how they kept their relationship hidden.
I always referred myself as the invisible gay guy because people that I worked with didn't know I was gay, and I heard every gay joke and slur, and, you know, it hurt because these are people I liked. And in a small town like Fayetteville, everybody would know I was gay, and nobody would hire me. So we had two houses because I needed a place so people could come after work and have a beer or hang out.
Kept the Miller Lite cold in the fridge for when the guys came over.
Even though it had clothes in it and food, you could open the door and swear I slept there last night, but I never did.
It was pretty easy to run into people that you worked with at the grocery store or wherever.
Do you remember the things we had to do when somebody came up and talked to me?
Oh, sure. You chose the name Oscar as your work name. And when we would go out, if someone said, "Hey, Oscar," I just kept walking like we were strangers. I never questioned having to do it. I didn't like it. But it would have been so hard on you if we had lived in the open at that time.
Well, did you ever feel like I was ashamed of you or embarrassed by you?
No, I never felt that at all. I felt more that you were ashamed of yourself.
That's probably pretty true. You know, I've never really told you how brave I think you are. You were this openly gay ballet dancer, and I was always the chameleon. And I think that I took the coward's way out.
But I felt like this is the price we have to pay to be together.
You know, even though I come across as a strong one, you're really the strong one in our relationship. And I admire you for being your own person all these years.
I appreciate knowing that. It means a lot to me.
Well, you deserve all that and more. I've known you a long time, and you just constantly amaze me.
Thank you.
Zeke Taylor and Dick Titus in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, they married 2 years ago. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress. Get the podcast on iTunes and npr.org.